Okay, we're back here today. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, good, good.
This is a continuation. This is part two. If you're just hearing us now, you probably heard part one. We met with Eric, owner and creator of Monster Tees. And this is now part two. And we're going into our conversation about Velveteen Moon. And you can find Velveteen Moon on Instagram, Velvetine Moon, Velveteen Moon. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Introduce yourself. Where are you from? Talk to us out. Talk to all the ghouls out there.
Well, my name is Sandra. I am from Orange County as well. Always been around here. It's actually my area right here.
And I'm?
Ooh,
yes.
So
you're
grounds?
Used to Knott's Berry Farm. And
yes.
Disneyland.
I think I live like, used to live like 10 minutes from here.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm very used to it.
And tell us, Eric is with us too. Hi, Eric. Again.
Hello.
So, Eric, you mentioned that you have this collaboration with Velveteen Moon.
Yes.
Yeah? And before we go into it, tell us a little bit how this started on your end.
On my end, Sandra was just talking to me about how, when I first met her, she had been talking to me about how she would like to start up a clothing line. And I was like, oh, cool, because I have one. And
funny you mention it.
Yeah, and like anything you need to know about, I want to share with
yeah.
you. And I would love to share the mistakes that I made so that you don't make the same mistakes as me.
That's
so, and that could be anyone,
yeah.
you know, that would come up to me. But she told me this, and I actually wanted to see if I can make her
successful.
Business
yeah.
successful.
Right.
And bring her in the direction that I'm going in.
And look at you, without knowing, but knowing you became a mentor to a mentee.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, Sandra, talk to us about Velveteen Moon. Where did you, I love the name. Now,
yeah.
I love the name because as many people don't know this about me, but there's two children's books that still, I mean, I think we all, I mean, I haven't had a really fucked up childhood. I think a lot of us have, stand in line, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's two children's books that really, sorry, there's three. I take that back. Three. But the first one is a Velveteen Rabbit, Charlotte's Web, and I just had a brain fart. Oh, The Giving Tree. Do you ever see the good? Do you ever?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
Where the Sidewalk Ends, Where the Sidewalk Ends, all those little weird stories.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, so when I saw Velveteen Moon, I thought, God, that's such a warm, scary, inviting name.
Yeah.
But where did it come from?
Well, Velveteen Moon was actually my old personal Instagram name.
Okay.
It came from the old Instagram name, Black Velvet.
Uh-huh.
I've always loved velvet material. We saw it looked super, like, gothic, beautiful,
uh-huh.
like, romantic.
Uh-huh.
And then I've always had a personal connection with the moon. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do Velvet Moon at first, but that was taken. So, like, yeah.
Of course.
That's not going to happen. And then I was going to spell Velveteen. Like team T-E-E-N.
Okay.
That was taken too.
Oh my goodness.
So I was like, you know, I'm just going to do Velveteen or Velveteen Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it just stuck and I loved it.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
it's
really beautiful.
Good. It's unique without it being unique, right? Because
exactly.
there are two very words that get used a lot, but together it sounds so, it reminds me of very, are you familiar with the story in the movie Great Expectations?
A little bit, yes.
It's so, it reminds me of that Miss Havisham. Type of watch it if you guys. I'm such a thing. Like, I can't believe people don't watch these old movies, these old like, horror type movies or stories. Right? Everyone needs to watch Crimson or Great Expectations. Great Expectations is a very scary, freaking freaked out movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love romantic movies. It's my gothic romantic movie. That's gonna be me. I'm gonna die in a wedding dress in a
yes.
huge mansion, and I'm going to raise someone to be. Have no heart.
That's what we all want.
Anyway,
spoiler alert.
But it reminds me of that very Great Expectations, Miss Havisham kind of, I just love it. Very, very wealthy type of thing. Anyways. So we're on her Instagram page, and everyone follow her Instagram page. That's Velveteen Moon on Instagram. Velveteen Moon. Tell me about this moon, this crescent moon that looks like it's melting.
So the Velveteen Moon, like original logo, I've always, like I said, I always loved the moons. And I always had a thing for witches. That's since I was like a little kid, like anything magical, witches, like creepy, weird. I've always loved. I couldn't really embrace it when I was little. So now I'm just like, you know, I'm in my 20s. Why not?
Yeah.
So I'm like, why not add both of those together? I used to always have like those big black claws on.
Uh-huh.
I can't anymore because of work.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, It also has a little bit to do with like more of a feminist approach too, because I'm like an ex-women's studies major.
Wow.
So there is a thing where it's like women connect a lot with the moon.
Yeah.
So why not have like
Mother Moon?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have like a witch grab the moon and be like,
yeah,
this is my own magic.
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
And I love the little tattoo right there with the heart that says VM and the little spider web.
The little witch hand.
Yeah. It's really cute. Now, you talked about you being kind of into the arts of dark and white magic, right?
Yes.
Or spells and stuff like that. Do you come from a culture of brujería?
It's in my family line. They just don't admit it.
Really?
So it's always been very secretive, very hidden. I've always loved like witchy and like darkness and stuff like that. However, when I was like younger, my mom was like, no. Nothing of that. The only thing I could really watch is like Harry Potter.
Wow.
So like it was very just like hidden under the table kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have like witch books and my family, they don't know about it unless they hear this podcast. So you know,
let's hope not. Yeah.
So everything used to be very hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I'm like, you know, I'm just going to make a line out of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to approach it.
It's funny you say that because I believe there's the way this earth is set up, there has always been a good and evil, right? White and black. And I think with any culture, there's a yin and yang, you know, there can't be light without darkness. There can't be darkness without light. And it's funny how sometimes in our culture, I mean, you're Hispanic. Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes in our culture, it's like, don't talk about the book. Don't talk.
It's very taboo. Yeah.
It is very taboo.
Yeah.
Right, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. I think coming from you know, a lot of Mexican and Hispanic. I don't know you're Argentinian specifically, but for us, for me specifically, being growing up Mexican Catholic, you know, that's why it's so taboo because, you know, it's all, you know, you pray and you fear God and you things like that. So going kind of like off the rails to the opposite side of, you know, not necessarily embracing, but being curious about the occult, it's just like no, we don't do that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I grew up with a Yiddish grandma, so
oh
can
my
imagine
gosh.
That
yes.
The little like they wear like little scarves.
Uh-huh.
I don't have proper name now.
The little babushkas.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Making cookies,
uh-huh,
but then scolding you.
Yeah,
right.
So I remember I used to live with her. She would come and like walk into me watching Harry Potter's, and I would make like a fake wand out of paper.
Oh,
and just be like try like disappear something because I was like,
uh-huh,
like yeah,
uh-huh,
magic. She starts like yelling at me in Hebrew. So, anything with, like magic or like anything horror related as well.
Right.
They're like, no.
It's just,
no. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And of course me would be like, yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the is that a deck of cards on that you had made or?
Yeah, so those are my business cards.
Oh, wow.
Do
you have one on you?
Maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my
I need
gosh,
one. That's beautiful.
How did that come about?
So these guys were actually stickers. I have now actual cards because who doesn't love a free sticker at conventions?
Yeah.
So yeah, all of those guys were taken. I love tarot cards. I think they're beautiful. I love decks of them.
Same.
Yeah.
So why not make all the
team?
The
art
now, did you draw all of that yourself?
Yes.
Wow. So you're an artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long have you been an artist?
I don't think there's ever really a timeline if you're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always been something that's always been within you.
Nice.
I remember being very, very, very little and drawing like clothing, like shirts, dresses. That used to be my thing. Always like drawing little things. And I think it's also like a very Hispanic thing when you're talking to people. I saw you do this too.
Yeah,
like
I did a lot.
Circles.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would do little moons.
Yeah.
And
oh my
little,
wow.
Everywhere, like little moons. So my hair used to be covered in little like crescent moons or little circles.
Wow.
Oh,
so I think that's always been something in me.
Mm-hmm.
Or like any artist, you don't really have like,
yeah,
like, oh, when I was 19 and a half.
Right, yeah.
Artist.
Yeah, on July 17th.
Yeah.
Did you collect tarot cards at all?
I don't collect them. I do have my own deck.
Nice.
Again, that's hidden.
Yeah.
I finally moved out, so,
yes,
so all these things are out.
Yeah. Now you can witch out.
Revolving. Recently, I've been researching. I wanted to start collecting vintage tarot cards.
Mm.
So I have. It's weird because I'm not a drawer, but I get like these designs in my head of like these visions of interior design. I will never be an interior designer. Well, never say never, but I have no ambitions to be an interior designer. But I like to like make spaces something out of nothing, right? So now I have this, I don't know, I just woke up one morning, I was like, oh, I want to get really old vintage tarot cards and make collages or frame them and put them in really beautiful frames, because the artistry on those old tarot cards are just
beautiful.
It's really pretty. It's also those vintage tarot cards, those were super expensive too.
Really?
I was looking, a good deck would probably sometimes be $50.
Oof.
So you kind of have to see. I was lucky enough to get mine passed along by a friend.
That's
amazing.
Like,
here you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Score.
Yeah, totally.
So it just depends. But yeah, they're beautiful, especially like the old ones. They have like the little like yellow tint to them.
Yes.
Like,
A lot of hands, a lot of souls have passed that day.
Yes.
That's how they are.
Can you
a lot
imagine?
Of souls, a lot of dreams and desires and misfortunes have gone through there.
Yes.
Wow.
Talk to us about this awesome. I got to buy this shirt. I just saw this right now. I've been staring at it. This
Dancing Spirits.
Dancing Spirits. Talk to us about that.
So that one's actually a very special one to Velveteen Moon. It was actually passed along in a way, or not passed along, but like, given us a nice gift from Monster Tees.
Wow.
It was in the future works of a shirt, but then, well, the Team Moon has more to do with, like, spirits and stuff like that.
Right.
So why not develop it? And I loved it. We actually went to Zach Bagan's Haunted Museum, and everyone seemed to love it.
Yeah. It's really cool. Is it sold out or is it still available for purchase?
No, it's still available. Both designs right now, the Blood Moon and the Spirits, still available. Sizes are limited, though, because they are selling.
Right.
Yes!
So good.
Come through, Velveteen Moon. I love it. I'm gonna have to pick this shirt up.
Beautiful.
So did you draw this?
The
Dancing Spirits?
No, I did not draw that one.
It's beautiful.
It was altered a bit.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, the Ouija board?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was originally going to be a Monster T-shirt, because even though I love monsters, I love all the weird, crazy, you know, stuff with paranormal things.
Yes.
Like, I've always loved, like, Ghost Adventurers.
Oh, same.
Right. I've gone on some paranormal, you know, investigating
really
deals out in, like, Suicide Bridge in Pasadena.
Yes, been there.
We've gone there in the middle of the night, and we had equipment, and
we
went underneath the bridge and
tried
to summon some people.
Any results?
You know what? Don't quote me on this. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but I think that's how I got my anxiety and depression from doing stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's something to say about that, because I know we're going to kind of go off a little bit of topic, which I think is perfectly fine since we're talking about Velveteen Moon and dancing
and witches and spirits
and
monsters.
And it's October, for goodness sake.
And it's October.
I don't know if any of our listeners have, I'm sure every place has a haunted place.
Right.
That's right. But for us out here in California, one of them is in Downey. It's the old mental institution.
Yes, I've been there. That place is creepy as hell.
It was the new mental institution is called hospital, but the old one is still there today. And back in 98, we used to go there all the fucking time. And there was one time where we did have an experience. Me and my little gay coven, right, at the time. That was the time The Craft came out, and we did school to watch The Craft.
Yeah.
Okay, you get a whole bunch of gay people. Bitches think they're east, west, south, north.
Yeah.
Right, here we go, going down to...
Who are you?
Yeah, I was south.
You were south?
Yeah. I'm going to go down south, girl. So we go there, and here we are trying to do our little shit, and then we go... You could tell it was a bed where they did some kind of shock therapy stuff. As soon as we went in there after we were doing our little bullshit, it was like you could feel it was so heavy and just so. I was like, I never went to there that kind of stuff again. So yeah, so I do understand you going to Suicide Bridge and probably doing whatever.
Wow,
can I throw something in there?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you said that.
Please,
you got more guts than I do, because I remember driving up to that insane asylum and I wouldn't even get out of the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I rolled
yeah.
my window down
yeah.
and took pictures. And you know what was crazy? I've never seen so many cats in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
live all
they
in that place.
There, yeah.
And do you know that that insane asylum, before it was an insane asylum, it was actually a cemetery.
Oh, great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Before I went there, because I wanted to go to a legit place and check stuff out, I actually read up on it, and it was actually a cemetery, and they built the asylum over top of it.
Great idea.
Smart. Yeah. Yeah. No,
no. Right. So, yeah, that's
I wonder if that's why they still haven't done anything with that area.
I have no idea. I haven't been there in so long.
I would personally never. Just from the whole like Catholic upbringing, but I am extremely interested in like the occult and things like that. But I respect it, or I'm just kind of like keep my distance from it, just because I know that it is real.
Yeah.
And from entities to ghosts to demons to all of that, I know it's completely real. So I just kind of distance myself from all that.
Yeah,
I admire it from a distance.
Like, I'm super sensitive to those things. Like, I can't go to certain crystal shops. Because there's one in LA called Institution.
We've never been there.
No. It's really pretty and cute inside, but I got a lot of anxiety when I walked in there.
Really?
So I could easily pick up on energies.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like very careful with
it. There's a reason behind it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, definitely everyone needs to look up the shirt called Dancing Spirits. I gotta order the shirt. It's really fucking cool. And then that's a nice story about it. I've never done the Ouija thing, so I'll wear it.
No,
I don't know.
I wouldn't either. I tried by myself one time. My friend was sleeping on the couch and woke up and was like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm
where did you get it from?
What's that?
Where did you get the Ouija board?"
I got it at a convention.
So you unknowingly brought it to your friend's house, and you're like, "Hey, I'm just gonna bust it out right now."
Yeah, he passed out on the couch.
Yeah,
and I lit up the candles and had the Ouija board out, and
oh my god,
I was about to start, and he woke up and was like, "What the hell are you doing? Like, what does it look like I'm
doing?"
He's
gonna talk to some spirits.
He's like, "You're not supposed to do that alone." I'm like, "I don't know. I've never done this before.
Yeah.
I'm like,
by myself.
I'm just, you know, I'm that person that's really curious.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I know they're real and whatnot, but I'm also that type of person that, like, it doesn't exist unless I see it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Not that I don't believe, but I want to see it from my own two eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's probably, like, the worst thing.
The positive that you and I share that same trait of how far can I push this?
Right, out? Exactly. Yeah, right? Let's see if I can actually get something to come out here.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. That's so funny. So now you're now creating Velveteen Moon. It's in its infancy. I believe you don't have children, do you?
Yeah.
No, okay. I believe businesses when we first start are our children.
Yes.
Right? Because you give birth to it, you have to teach it to walk, to feed. It's got to be able to sustain. It's a child. So tell us a little bit about how you have been experiencing that with Velveteen Moon.
Well, I'm extremely proud of Velveteen Moon and the charity opportunities that's taken me. Again, I'm extremely lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Teens has been with me like the whole way.
Right.
Any convention we go, I'm allowed to have like my little shirts there.
that's amazing.
And one of the biggest things I do is I go to other like booths or like other companies that have like similar vibe to me.
Right.
And you make friends.
Yeah.
You talk to them.
Network. Yeah.
So with that, I've met so many rad artists and companies since they're trying to do the same thing. And there's like future collabs coming.
Yeah. Good.
But like I said, that's one of the biggest things that's been happening to me is Monster Tees. And just like like he was saying earlier, how like there's a horror community.
Yeah.
Not everyone shares stuff. And there's like the same thing, but just more witchier.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And there is a community for a community for everything, I think. And the cool thing is like, as soon as you guys are doing the monster cons and the stuff like that and the horror cons, whatever. But once you get into that niche and you branch out to other, it's just amazing what it can truly help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. And you do this part time right now, full time?
Part-time, that's how much work's letting me. I'm that person. I used to work at Hot Topic, and anyone would be like, "I like a shirt." Be like, "Okay, well, this is Monster Days." So on the literally, I've got 50 receipts on the bottoms, like at.
Yeah.
At,
just be like, "Hey, honey, that's a hustler."
Yes.
Honey, that's
absolutely
hustler.
You're willing to do the legwork, which is what 90% of the work. And you've been lucky to have the support behind you in such a short amount of time. Your followers have gone up, and then your exposure has been out there, which is amazing.
I always look at my followers. And I'm like, oh my god, I got one today.
Yeah. You know, because I'm the same way on our ghost stories Instagram too, because I don't run that. Chris runs that. But I'm always looking like, okay, where are we? Have we done the?
I personally don't, but he's just like, we lost two. What happened?
And you want to do everything organic, right? Because you can just go buy it, you know, a few followers if you want to.
But that's lame, though.
Like we do everything organic, so I'm just like, oh my god, this we're doing it. It's coming. It's happening. So it's a fun thing. So with that said, what have been some little challenges you've had?
One of the biggest things is I have so many ideas that I want to do and many things. Whenever I start drawing, because it's me and my little iPad and my pencil.
Wow.
I'll get something out and then I hate it. Or something's not right. And then that goes into back burner. So I have like recycling like a few designs and it's like, I just need to get these out. Like I like them. They're good.
Yeah.
I just need to be out. So that's one of the biggest ones.
And if you heard our part one, you heard a creator and owner of Monster Cheese, Eric, talk about why sometimes he doesn't do his own artwork because he'll never see anything. It's spoken of like a true artist.
It's part of being an artist. You know, you're never fully content and fully sure and fully accepting of your art. You're like, well, will people like this? Do I like this? Is this good enough? It's just, it comes with being an artist in a package.
But if you ask her, I always like critique her work and I totally am straight up and up for if it sucks, I'll straight up tell her, dude, that sucks, change that, that's not gonna sell.
That you can't buy that.
No,
we have our other business partner, as well as he's our head tattooer here, and he's an amazing artist too, Frankie. Have you met Frankie?
Mm-hmm.
You met him too.
Yes.
My mentor.
He is, and Chris's mentor, he is so brutally honest with the art.
Yeah.
And when he's mentoring. And that, you can't fucking pay for that shit.
No, you can't buy that anywhere.
You cannot, because that means if someone didn't care about you, they just, sure, go ahead, put it out there. Go ahead. Fall, motherfucker, fall.
Yeah.
You know, but if someone is telling you, no, you have to do it this way, do it better, you can do it better. That is just, that's someone believing in you to break your own barrier, your own glass ceiling.
Because I'll make stuff and I'm like, oh, this is so cool or cute. I tend to go to cute a lot.
And I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, we're not looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're
not, you're not looking for cute.
We're not looking for cute.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things that she's came out to. She's an awesome artist.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she'll come out with stuff and I'll be like, no, that's either confusing people as to what you're going for. You know, maybe she's venturing off to a different direction. I'm like, no, you want to stay the same. Stay in the loop right now. Don't venture out. It's,
consistency.
Yeah, exactly. People are going to wonder what you're trying to, like, what you're trying to put out. Like,
what
your vision is. If you're going one way and you're like, yeah, that's, I get what she's doing. And then you do an image that's totally different. Then they're like, wait a minute.
What,
wait, is it witchy?
Are you starting a new phase? Are you starting?
Is it witchy or is it? Or is it? Is it cute or is it dark? Which one is it?
Right.
You know?
And I think that comes with establishing yourself first, and then is when you can, you know, venture off to different things.
Right.
Exactly, because if I could, I would put black glitter on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
That's true.
If you can figure out a way for glitter to not come off clothing, I will buy it.
I will let you know.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, just like,
laminate
it. Yeah.
Stick with velvet.
Yeah, okay. Oh, there you go. It's glittery, too. Because you have a shirt from, name drop, I guess, for Omocat. That shirt that it's like a vampire boyfriend with his. Yeah, does that glitter come off?
It does not come off. It's almost like it looks like it's glued.
It's
done. I was shook.
Yeah, I've never seen it, and I've never seen a shirt done like that. And I mean, like children's clothing usually has like glitter clothing on it, but that just comes off like everywhere.
Yes.
And for this specific shirt, it just drew my attention a lot.
It had a nice hint of it. It wasn't. Obnoxious.
Yeah, no, it was really well done. So, and I like rubbed it. I was like, "Is this gonna come off?" And no, it was really well done.
So now, tell us, have you had the frustrations of, "Oh my gosh, there's not enough money"?
Oh yes.
Oh.
I'm a barista for crying out loud. Yes, that's one of the biggest things too. Again, I'm in my early 20s. I'm still finding my career.
Yeah.
And all that jazz.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that Velveteen Moon will be my. Like business, I want my shop
manifested.
In the future.
Manifest.
Yes, that's what
I'm gonna do. It's
absolutely.
The craziest thing manifested.
Ask the universe for it.
And the universe will return it tenfold, honey. Do
yes.
it. It's funny how nobody tells us whenever we're venturing off to our what we love to do, right? Everybody says, do what you love. Love what do what you love. Nobody tells you it costs so much fucking money to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because everything costs, right? And then you have these ideas, and you're just like, yeah, I could just do it.
Exactly.
Like, I could just bewitch it and twinkle
yeah.
my nose, and it's
yeah.
going to show up.
Yeah. Nope. Well, it's like,
yeah.
that'll be $1,500 up front.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny, because here at Ghost Stories Tattoo in Anaheim, you know, people keep asking us, when are you going to get your sign? Because right now we have jobs and trabajos, because it's the old business.
That was a business price.
But we have
us.
Our stickers up and stuff like that. But it's, I want it to look so, I have this vision of it looking so awesome that it's very expensive.
You're like, it's coming, guys.
I know. I
guess
it's coming. It's coming. But as all of us here, we're such creatives here, and we tend to have creative friends and talk about that. And it is a, like, it's, that's the one hard part. It's like,
yes.
I'm just one lotto ticket away from making me and all my friends.
Dreams come
dreams
true.
Come true. All of us creatives will get together and be like, this is what we're going to do. Here we go. It's funded.
Yep.
Valentine Moon is funded.
Yeah.
Monster Day's what other licensing.
Honestly.
Let's do it.
But I mean,
yes.
I have to start from somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
So they're just like, even if I sell a billion stickers, that will help
yeah.
something.
It helps fund a dream of something else.
Exactly.
So,
this is one of those things, like, you
yeah.
want to fund into one design,
yeah.
and maybe you love that design, and
mm-hmm.
other people's like, what is that?
Let me ask you, have you talked to your family about this? Is your family open? How has that been?
So, they don't know.
Okay.
Right.
It's fine. I was wanting to tell them, once I do have it a bit bigger, be like, hey, this is what I've been doing for the past blink
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Right.
I have this, and this, just because I slowly want to ease them in. No.
Do you feel that this they'll be critical of it, non-supportive?
Critical, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think half of my family is going to be supportive. Half of them is going to be like, no.
Right, but you'd rather come to the table with something substantial, like, look what I've made.
Exactly.
As opposed to,
yeah.
like, look what I'm working on. Because I have experiences with my own family. You know, it's very different coming, again, like I said, to the table with something that you've been working on for a while and that's somewhat, you know, established, rather than something you're aspiring to do. Because to them, it's just like, well, why are you wasting your time on that? As opposed to when you do show something like, look what this has done for me, or like what this has brought. They're like, wow, you know, it's a very different reaction you get on
yes.
on the approach. I understand.
I was a political science major. I was going to be a lawyer.
Oh.
And then out of nowhere, it's like, I'm going to be a graphic design guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll
sorry.
Talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. See you later.
So I'd rather just show them something, be like, hey, this is what I made out of this.
Good. Smart. So if there's a young entrepreneur woman out there, because you are now in a league of women breaking more and less ceilings, right?
Yes.
You're a minority, you're a business owner, and you're a woman, which I think those are so many badges of honor. What is an advice you give to someone in your same position wanting to maybe have not just a dream of creating a brand and a company, but following that step?
Just do it. Just start. It took me so long to start. I've been thinking about like starting something like this for maybe like 2-3 years now.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I met Monster Teaser here who like kicked my butt, like, hey, start it.
Yeah.
Or other
yeah.
people are going to beat you
yeah.
at this.
Yeah.
So just start it. Just start from one design, put it out there. Like, I have my little Etsy. I have
right.
like my two designs
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
It's just like, just start it because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know the people you can meet. You know the
yeah.
opportunities that's going to come. And if it doesn't work out, do something else.
It's true.
Right.
But you
yeah.
can always do something else.
But at least you know you followed what you love.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, follow, again, this is going to be sounding more cliche, but you have to understand, Colonel Sanders, who did KFC, he did not hit it big until he was in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker did, he looked like he was a colonel, so he didn't really hit it till then. So you have to, and he did what he loved, so we do have to do what we love. And,
exactly.
And stuff like that, because I think it's important. So just go doing it. That's,
just
that's
start.
Great.
Just start with a little thing. One step is better than no steps.
It's true. It's true.
And I have to tell myself that every day. Because sometimes I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. And I'm like, no, just draw something. Just
yeah.
post something.
How about you? How about you, Eric? What would you give a golden nugget?
Life is short.
Yes.
So you can't wait on things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Think about, I always think to myself, hey, what if I would have done it 10 years ago when I really wanted to do it?
Yeah.
Where would I be at that point?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know. And that's where I tie back to the first part of our podcast is that if you don't ever do it, then you never know. And
that's
then
true.
You always sit there and wonder, like, what if I would have done that? Would
mm-hmm.
I have made that? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell Sandra all the time, and And that's why I sit there, and I would literally, she told me about doing this company, and I kept, come on, let's do it. It was to the point where I'm like, dude, if it's money, I'll pay for it. Like,
yeah.
let's
right.
get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because one of the mistakes that I made is I've seen people go do something that I really wanted to do and got big and really big and got working with people that I wanted to work with. And I missed out because I was afraid,
wow.
you know, and I kick myself in the butt mm-hmm. for doing that every freaking day. You know, and it's just like, man, I could have been that person, but I was too late.
Yeah.
Or, into the party, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
I would definitely agree on that. Very recently, maybe for the past 5 months, you know, a lot of events have happened in my life that have really made me think, like, I only have, you know, statistically and, like, scientifically, maybe another 40 to 50 years of left of my life here. And, you know, before we move on to whatever comes next. And I'm like, do I really want to get to a point in my life where I'm like upset or mad at myself that I didn't do this because of fear or doubt or you know, lack of self-confidence towards just like, yeah, no, you just start doing it now. Like you go as you go and you know, you roll with the punches, but just don't let time pass you by because that will never get back. So I'm definitely on the same page with that.
Yeah. The only thing that's irreplaceable is time.
Yes.
Time and life.
Yeah.
That's definitely. Awesome. Okay, anything you want to plug?
Whenever you go see Monster Teeth, well, Team Moon will be there.
Yay!
For the most part.
Yay!
We're both doing the booths, so come say hi. Like part one was saying, we're friendly, we don't bite, and we love meeting you guys.
Yeah. Is there an event coming up soon that you'll be at?
I mean, Melting Moon is always helping out for Monster Tees.
Cool.
So no matter what, we're there.
But any events coming up?
Yeah, this October 12th through the 14th in Pasadena is going to be 40 Years of Terror.
Okay.
And that's basically celebrating the 40-year anniversary of Michael Myers.
Whoa!
You have the licensing too. Congrats!
Exactly. So that's going to be really cool. There's going to be a lot of actors from the original movie,
mm-hmm.
including the original Michael Myers,
wow.
as well as Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow. Whoa.
1978.
That's crazy.
Wild,
yeah, that's a big,
you know?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. So there's that. So you can search 40 Years of Terror. You'll find it.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Patches and Pin Expo in downtown Santa Ana.
Oh, cool.
That's supposedly pretty big. It's my first Patches and Pins Expo that I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They, I believe they're from New York, but they travel around the world mm-hmm. and do this event, and it's going to be at downtown Santa Ana in the Art District.
We'll have to check that out. Yeah, we're out there quite a bit. We'll
that's Sunday the 28th.
Okay.
Check that out. But what I'm very excited for is, and you guys might know about it, is Designer Con.
Yes, yes, we know about Designer Con.
Designer Con is going to be in Anaheim this year.
Wow.
And I believe it's 4 days, and it's a toy convention / art.
Whoa.
And it's geared to, like, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And John 5 from Rob Zombie is going to be playing there.
Nice. That's cool.
So it should be a pretty awesome time for us,
yeah.
October, November-ish.
Good. And then we'll look out for some holiday fun from Velveteen Moon?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, we look forward to that.
More things are coming.
Good.
For sure.
Me too.
Well, you have two great things. I can't wait to get that dancing. anything else, Chris, you want to ask?
No, I think from what so far what Velveteen has manifested into, I think it's great for what we covered so far.
Yeah,
and I'm really excited to see the growth in it.
Proud of you.
Absolutely. Seriously.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Keep it up,
girl. And thank you, everyone, for listening. That's going to conclude for part two. And listen to part one if you haven't already. And I want to thank Eric from Monster Tees again.
Thank you guys for having me.
Sandra, the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sandra.
Thank you for coming.
Talking to us and kind of letting us put you on the spot.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. See, you roll with the punches. You see, it's so...
You just flow.
Yeah, you just flow, right? So everyone have a horrible, beautiful, lovely, ghoulish, bloody night. And we will talk to you guys later. And again, follow us on Instagram at Ghost Stories Tattoo. Follow Monster Tees on Instagram. And follow Velveteen Moon on Instagram as well. We all have things going on. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.